You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
You don't have to be overcome by bridges in your mouth, baldness on your head, bifocals on your eyes, or bulges around your middle.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour.
The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father in heaven, in the springtime and the fall, in the summer and winter of life, shine into our hearts with the light of the knowledge of your grace and glory in the face of Jesus Christ. When we run down, renew within us the light of faith and hope and love which are in Christ Jesus. Say your Amen to us, Heavenly Father, in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The seasons come and go, spring and summer, fall and winter, or spring and fall, summer and winter. Winter always seems to come last. It begins in the northern hemisphere at the end of the year, and most of it falls into the beginning of the year. But people in the north always associate winter with the end of the year. That's life. Winter comes at the end, the last season to live through. Whether long or short, it is always looked upon as tough and cold. The winter is icy and dreary. It is that, if you want to look at it that way. That same winter, with all the white and cold, looks perfectly beautiful in the sunlight. The winter of life can look very beautiful in the sunlight of God's favor. That's what St. Paul said as he looked at the winter of his own life. "We never give up," he said. "We do not lose heart. We never collapse. The outward man does indeed suffer wear and tear, but every day the inward man receives fresh strength. Though our bodies are dying, our inner strength in the Lord is growing every day." With Paul and a lot of the other people like him, this is not just talk. The winter of life is a great time when it is taken with faith and hope and love. Faith, in this case, is faith in Jesus Christ, God's man for all seasons. Hope, in this case, is hope in Christ, good for all seasons. Love, in this case, is something like the love of Christ, which Paul said passes knowledge. It goes beyond anything that can possibly be imagined. It overcomes the bitterness, selfishness, complaining, and despair into which so many people fall during the winter of their lives. "We never give up," said Paul. It's true, things are slowing down, and you could say they are getting worse. But we never give up, because our inner strength is renewed every day through faith and hope and love that we have in Jesus Christ, God's man for all seasons. In 1932, Walter Pitkin wrote a book called Life Begins at 40. In those days, apparently, people who had reached 40 thought they were over the hill. In 1965, another book was published with the title, Life Begins at 50. The idea of the book was that at 50, you really begin to live, an encouragement to people who had reached 50 and thought they were over the hill. A few years from now, somebody is going to publish a book called Life Begins at 60. That book will have big readership. A century ago, only 2.5 million persons had reached the age of 60. By the turn of this century, there will be over 30 million in the United States alone, if things continue as they are. Actually, life begins at any age, when people acquire those qualities of life which make life worth living. As we said a couple of weeks ago, to people in the summertime of their lives, life is more important than money. Life is more important than having a good job. Life is more important than a college education. Life is even more important than having children and raising a family. Life is knowing God and trusting Him, not just to be around when you need Him, but to be God all the time. That's what I read in Jesus Christ, God's man for all seasons. Not just for the springtime and the summertime, not just for the fall, but also for the winter. God is God. Jesus Christ knows all about the aches and pains that come in the winter. He knows how it feels when people don't want you around anymore. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He knows how it feels to look old even before your time. Knowing Jesus Christ as he did, St. Paul said, life begins at 60 or 70 or 80 or wherever. He was not a young man when he wrote this. In those days, he probably would not even have been considered middle-aged. I never give up, he said. I know I'm getting older. And to some people, it may look as if I'm getting weaker. What's really happening is that I'm getting stronger all the time, inside, where it counts. The man is getting old, but there is no bitterness in him at all. It's not that he doesn't see things as they are, or that he tries to cover up the fact of winter. The wintry wind is blowing. But he sees the sunshine of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He feels the love of God in the touch of Jesus Christ. He hears the voice of God in the call of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's man for all seasons, even for the winter. Very often when I have spoken to people somewhere, they will shake my hand and give me a warm greeting. I usually ask the men what they are doing, because that tells you something about them. Frequently, younger men will say, I work. Older men respond all too often, I am retired. Neither have told me very much about themselves, and I have to ask them again, what are you really doing? This man will tell you right away what he was doing. He was spreading good news all around, the good news of God and Jesus Christ. He never stopped doing what he had always been doing. True, he wasn't as limber as he once had been, and he probably got tired more quickly. He saw younger men coming along who had a lot more vigor, but no one had better spirit than his. I never give up. People like me don't collapse. We keep on going with great goodwill. We speak because we believe. And we know for certain that he who raised Jesus from the dead will also by him raise us. We shall also stand together before him. I wish you could see how all of this is working out for your benefit. How the more grace God gives, the more thanksgiving will redound to his glory. This is the reason why we never collapse. That's why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our inner strength in the Lord is growing every day. Jesus Christ is alive. He was dead, and he's alive. It's a great fact of history, our own history. He's one of us, carrying our human nature in victory over death. There is no death to anyone who is in Christ. He goes right along with Christ through death to life. That makes everything different, including the season so many people dread, the winter of life. You don't have to be overcome by bridges in your mouth, baldness on your head, bifocals on your eyes, or bulges around your middle. You don't have to despise your body because it doesn't look the way it did when you were 20. You don't have to go along with the idea that age has to be hidden away somewhere just because some people look at it that way. Disdain for the winter is not for you. You know Jesus Christ, the Lord of life. You don't have to regard retirement as a little death. The sunshine of Jesus Christ brightens up the winter. The snow on that head begins to look glorious, and the smile comes back upon that face. There's a lilt in that heart, something like the tune of this word which comes from God. We do not lose heart. Though our outer nature, the way we look to other people, is wasting away, our inner nature, which really counts, is being renewed every day. Jesus Christ is alive. He's God's man for all seasons. He's yours too, wherever you are, spring or summer, fall or winter. The Spirit of Christ, who is the Spirit of God, renews every day. Paul kept saying on other occasions, we do not lose heart. He listed a whole catalog of things that can happen to people. And he said, we do not lose heart. In spite of all problems, we always have life with faith and hope and love that are in Christ Jesus. Even though our physical bodies are afflicted and wearing out, we are not depressed. Our good and loving God has got a plan for everyone, even in the wintertime. Some of you who are listening to me now are in hospitals or nursing homes. Some of you are home, sick in bed. Some of you often wish you could die and be relieved of the pain and boredom and loneliness. It must be hard to say with Paul, I do not lose heart. But Jesus Christ talks to you. He says, I will never, never leave you or forsake you. His love is absolutely overwhelming. God is faithful, and he will never give you more problems than you can carry. Can a mother forget her nursing child? Never. Can a loving God who gave you life and renews you day by day ever forget you? Never. He knows who you are and what your problems are. He cares about you. He loves you. You can know that for sure in Jesus Christ, God's man for all seasons. When does real living begin? At 40 or 50 or 60 or beyond? When Jesus Christ is there, life is life, no matter how many the years. He renews day by day. He helps to take the discomforts in stride with a smile on the face, a light in the eye, and a tune in the heart. A lot of people are living longer these days than they would have a generation or two ago. I was told recently about a man, 88, who's running around with a pacemaker in his heart. That's a spin-off of the space age. Without the regular stimulation of that device, the man's heart would have stopped beating 10 years ago. Then there is open heart surgery. There are transplants, artificial joints and veins, mechanical kidneys, and advanced surgical procedures which have given a lot of people a new lease on life, as we say. But the real new lease on life is the one that comes with faith in Jesus Christ. Real life, which begins in the heart and goes out to every part of one's being. Isn't it great, my older friends, when the grandchildren come to visit you, they bring you a smile and the respect that we all ought to give advanced age. But it isn't really the age which deserves respect. It's the life which people in later years have to share with their grandchildren and their children, all of those who are struggling through the spring and the summertime of life themselves. Older people have real life to share. They get respect, not given grudgingly, but with a wonderment and a wistfulness that people show toward those who are as one day they hope to be. The winter of life does not have to be cold and desolate. It can be warm and filled with countless treasures. It can have courage and joy and peace. It can have all of that and a lot more with faith and hope and love that are in Christ Jesus, God's man, his chosen one, the one mediator between God and men, God's man for all seasons. Do you believe this? If you read some of the touching letters I get every week from people who are desperately lonesome, you would know how much our world needs just this kind of life. We feel for people who have been left alone by the death of a wife or the death of a husband. I have great sympathy for those who in old age have to struggle along on little, and with inflation, even less than they had before. A celebrated woman shot herself to death last year because she said life had lost all its meaning for her. As a person gets older, a feeling of despair gets a tighter grip than it does on the younger, though it gets to them too. Loneliness comes when close friends begin to die off, leaving people more alone than ever. Sleepless nights follow boring days, and that is agony. You hate being lonely. You begin to doubt whether God really does care. I'm here to tell you today that God cares for you more than ever. He does that in the springtime and in the summertime. He does that in the fall. He does it in the winter, too. Jesus Christ is God's man. He became a man to die for your sins. And he's not going to let you go. When you're desperately alone, Jesus Christ is with you in all his glorious life. He is Lord, and he is in control. In the great piece of music he wrote, Felix Mendelssohn said, "The Lord is mindful of his own." Then he said, "Oh, rest in the Lord." He was reminding himself about something of which St. Paul was always reminding himself. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. We shall all stand before him. That is why we live. We live courageously and we don't give up. Even though we see ourselves running down, we always get a new shot in the arm, a revival of hope, renewed day by day, inside where it counts, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Old age, my friend, is a gift from God, not a calamity. It is like winter. Winter enriches, too. It's a time for reflection and renewal. It's a good time to enjoy the new life which you see all around you, the new life you have from God in Jesus Christ. It can even be a time of growth with faith and hope and love. It's a time to walk bravely with the joy brave people have. We have in our bodies the signs of age, but our spirits are young, renewed every day through faith and love and hope that are in Christ Jesus, God's man for all seasons. Jesus Christ, God's man for all seasons, is God's amen to all of life. In Jesus Christ, the promises of God are all yes, amen, renewing every day and illuminating every night with a light of hope. Jesus Christ, my friend, is God's amen to you. Amen.